Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's Day. Amen. We welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat. Please enjoy the services. Please keep on coming back. Amen. And bring some other people back with you. Like us on Facebook. Amen. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. Amen. Like us. Follow us. Amen. Glory be to God. Facebook, Twitter, all the social media outlets. Amen. Visit our website at lifewayjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. We are a group of people, amen, who love the Lord, raising up a nation of radical and successful believers. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, beginning in verse number 10, and it reads as thus, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Today, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we've been focusing, amen, on our spiritual warfare, amen, and our spiritual armor, which is necessary for us, amen, to live a successful Christian life, a powerful Christian life, amen, in the will of God, for the glory of God, amen, in order to take every thought subject. Amen. Subject. Amen. Hallelujah. To the obedience of Christ. Amen. We need our whole armor on. And so we've been looking at that. Glory be to God. Yesterday. Amen. We took a look at the most important piece of our armor, which is the belt. Amen. Hallelujah. That belt of truth. That belt that holds everything together. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then, amen, after Paul mentions, amen, beloved, the belt, amen, in that same phrase there, he says, amen, having your waist girded with truth, that's putting on your belt and keeping your pants up, amen, keeping everything up, tucked in, glory be to God. He said, now put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, you notice here, he's telling us to put it on. And most Christians are waiting for God to do this and God to do that and God to do everything. Well, what you want, God to come past at 5 o'clock and go in your kitchen and cook your dinner too? You want God to stop past Acme, buy your groceries, Come on, get to your house around 6, let himself in, go in your kitchen, cook your dinner, and feed you? What about that? Maybe it's feeds, and after he feeds you, maybe give you a bath. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on. We just want to sit back. Amen. God, look, if you wait for God to go to Acme, let me tell you something. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Glory be to God. You got to go to Acme. If you wait for God to come and cook your dinner, amen, it ain't going to happen. Glory be to God. You got to cook your dinner. Faith without works is dead. Okay? And so, beloved, we are told here, say, you put on your own belt. Glory be to God. Can you imagine a mother, amen, dressing her 22-year-old son? I mean, come on, please. You 22 years old. I've got to give you a bath. Here, come on. Put your undershirt on. Put your drawers on, boy. Put your pants on. Come on, buckle up. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm talking about normal people. Nobody, you know what I mean? No, normal people. We're not talking about nobody mentally or physically challenged. Even people that's mentally and physically challenged can dress themselves to a certain extent. No, I can dress myself. I don't need my mother to dress me. All right, well, come on. Then grow up. Grow up. Glory be to God. Then why? Because it's a real fight. It's a real fight. And so, beloved, amen, as we looked at the bell, he wants to move on now to the breastplate, amen, of righteousness, hallelujah, which is the next piece here in our armor. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Righteousness is a weapon. Write that down in your notes on this morning. We talk about righteousness a lot. We talk about righteousness, and that's really a subject all in itself, amen, that we will, amen, teach at the appropriate time, okay? But for today's a note and pertaining to our spiritual armor, beloved, you need to know that righteousness is a weapon. Glory be to God. Remember, we are on the offensive and the defensive with evil forces. Glory be to God. See, if you come at us, amen, we're going to fight. And again, sometimes we're not going to wait, amen, for you to come at us. We're coming at you. Glory be to God. Righteousness is a weapon. And what is that? It is our breastplate. And you may ask right now, you said, okay, Pastor, I heard you this morning, but how could righteousness be a weapon? See, why would Paul call it a breastplate? And what way does it serve us as our armor? Very, very good questions, by the way. Beloved, we know that righteousness is a part of our spiritual arsenal for several reasons. Number one, because Paul calls it a weapon in our scripture that I shared with you this morning, coming out of Ephesians chapter number 6. Glory be to God. He mentions it in the same context as the loin belt of truth, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, and the lance of intercession. We can read it again, beloved, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. Paul refers to righteousness as a weapon. And this is how it reads. It says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness. See? So here we see very plainly, beloved, that righteousness is called armor. Another reference where righteousness is called armor is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, 17, where it says, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate. See? Righteousness, beloved. So, beloved, the Romans, when Paul, amen, described this, amen, and he was using this, beloved, based on the Roman soldiers, and how they was decked out. Oh, those boys was decked out, carrying around all that steel, you know, carrying around 40 pounds of steel. The hat was made out of steel. The breastplate was steel. The shoes, everything was steel. They had to be in good physical shape. Glory be to God. See, but the breastplate, beloved, that the Roman soldiers wore, amen, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was a glorious piece of a possession that they wore. Glory be to God. And when they saw the Roman soldier coming, they didn't see the belt first. They saw all that armor, because that armor would run from their shoulders all the way down past their waist. Glory be God. They probably didn't even notice the shoes or the sword. All you could see was that beautiful piece of armor. And see, beloved, when that armor, and then when that sun would shine on that armor, amen, and reflect the brilliance. Have you ever seen the sun, amen, maybe while you're sitting in your car, and then the sun will shine, amen, on the piece of your car and the reflection from the sun, okay, and how beautiful that is, okay? Well, that's, can you imagine, amen, that the soldiers here weren't running around with fiberglass, beloved. They had the real deal, glory be to God. And the reflection of the sun against their spiritual armor, and how beautiful that might have been, beloved, to see them walking, running. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. It was also the heaviest piece, amen, that they wore. They estimate that the breastplate of righteousness weighed about 40 pounds all by itself. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, beloved, when you read about David and Goliath, amen, and Goliath had his armor on, and David, amen, refused to put one on. But the Bible tells us that Goliath, his armor all by itself weighed about 125 pounds. 125 pounds. So the breastplate was extremely elaborate and beautiful. It was made of bronze, or it was made of brass. Most of the time it was made of brass. And the more Roman soldiers wore their breastplate as they walked and marched, beloved, something began to happen. Well, they walking around, amen, hallelujah, with that righteousness. Amen, glory be to God, that shield of righteousness. Something was happening. Something happens, beloved, when we walk in our righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. So when we picture, if we was together, amen, and we would have an illustration and we could show you, amen, how the Romans, the soldiers dressed back in the day, and you could see just how beautiful and how magnificent it was. Glory be to God. See? And so with their breastplate on, beloved, their breastplate was enhanced, see, by his using it and walking around clothed in it. See, so if the breastplate was hanging in a closet somewhere, nobody would know. If the breastplate was hanging in the closet, nobody could see his beauty. Huh? But the breastplate wasn't hanging in no closet. Hallelujah. They was out there in the battlefield. They was out there for the world to see. But hey, beloved, we are the light of the world. They was visible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The breastplate. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. It is one of the our whole armor, amen, is beautiful. Amen. But especially when we get down to that breastplate. Amen. That breastplate that protected their hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. It was hard to get to them, because, you know, somebody want to take you out. Somebody want to really make sure that you're dead, okay? If they come in to get you, they're going to, one or two ways, going to sort of guarantee that they get you. Either they're going for the head, okay, or they're going for the heart. They're going to put the bullet in the heart, or they're going to put the bullet in the head, all right, to make sure they get you. But let me tell you something. With that breastplate on, hallelujah, their hearts was guarded. Come on, somebody say, guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. Why? Because the devil wants to cause pain. But let me tell you this morning. Hallelujah. Someone wants to hurt you. Nobody want to hurt me because I ain't got no enemies. Amen. And I'm good about it. Baby, you deceived. You deceived. And it's not God's will to have you ignorant. Hallelujah. No, everybody don't like you. And yes, you do have enemies. You do have an enemy. And he got a lot of folks working for him. One-third of the angels work is on his side. Hallelujah. He come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He come to break your heart. He come to crush your heart. Huh? Glory be to God. Anything he can do to get to you. Anything he can do. Amen. Hallelujah. To let you down. Amen. To crush your hope. Amen. To squash your faith. Amen. To get you to stop walking. Amen. With the Lord. To get you to back up. Glory be to God. Change your mind. Turn around. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop praying. Stop giving. Stop serving. Amen. Anything he can do to freeze you up. Anything he can do. Amen. So you can shift your focus. Take your joy away. Glory be to God. Amen. Take that pep out of your step. Glory. Get you to be, amen, a recluse. Amen. Hallelujah. Withdraw yourself. Isolate yourself. Glory be to God. Anything he can do to steal your praise. Anything he can do, you steal your testimony. Anything he can do, glory be to God. He's out to get you. Say, you need your breastplate. You need your breastplate. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. Beloved, let me say this. As we talk about spiritual warfare and we talk about the fight, amen, we have to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight. No, it's not a flesh and blood fight. No, we're talking about spirit. We're talking about something more serious than flesh and blood. We're talking about the real deal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See? Hallelujah. Because flesh and blood fight can kill you, but that's on a physical level. We're talking about here now where you can die on a spiritual level. See, we're talking about a higher call. We're talking about something much more high and significant. And if you were not engaged in the battle, beloved, you wouldn't need to wear this kind of weaponry. God wouldn't tell us to get dressed up like this, amen, if it wasn't necessary. If it wasn't going to be no battle, he said, keep your pajamas on. You good. You don't need to go heavy like this. But God, amen, he prepares us. For when the enemy comes in, coming like a flood, God will lift up a standard. But you got to be ready. See? Glory be to God. You don't wait till the date of the wedding. You got this pretty dress you want to get into and all that. You're not going to start exercising the night before the wedding. Maybe you start exercising months before that. You're not going to wait till the devil knocking on your door. You saw him coming when he was up the street, and you ready for him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, but you do need to wear this kind of weaponry because someone out there wants to hurt you very badly. What would you do if you found out that somebody, your neighbor was out to get you or somebody was out to get you? What would you do? Well, I'ma call the cops. I'ma call this person. I'ma do this. Oh, you got a plan. I know. I'ma change my life. I mean, you got a plan. If you knew that somebody was really out to get you, okay? I mean, really, you gonna come up with a plan. But beloved, I'm coming to tell you the devil out to get you. See? And God already got the plan. He tells us in Jeremiah, he got the plan. And he's trying to give it to you. But see, you think it don't take all that. You want to leave your breastplate, amen, in the other room, collecting dust. Glory be to God. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, put on the whole armor of God, not partial armor. Well, just give me the top. I'll put that on later. I'll do the bottom later. No, just give me that. Give me that. No. Put on the whole armor of God. See, a lot of times we're partially dressed. And it says here, when we put on the whole armor of God, we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't stand against the wiles of the devil partially dressed. See? We talked about that belt on yesterday, glory be to God, but you just can't walk around and just your belt and nothing else. You got to put the whole thing on piece by piece. You get dressed in the morning, okay, you wash up, okay, you come out, okay, I put your underwear on, okay, I got my underwear on, okay, now give me my bottoms, I got my pants on, okay, all right, give me the tops, got my top on, all right, give me my sweater, give me my coat, all right, so when you walk out that door, hey, you fully dressed. But that's the same way in the spirit. You ain't going to walk out the door, amen, without putting your pants on. And all your body, your bottom parts hanging out. So, beloved, amen, we're to stand against the wiles of the devil. The reason why is because the devil wants to assault us. He wants to tell us that we are not righteous. That's why you need your shield of righteousness. He wants to tell us that we are of no value to God. We are of no value to man. God don't love you. Who you think you are? No. Mm-mm. God taking that care of that person over there. No. Mm-mm. No. You can go about your business. God don't hear your prayers. You just wasting your time. You just might as well go on and live your life. I don't know why you're trying so hard. Huh? That's what the devil wants you to think. Why? Amen. Because he wants to hurt you. But the Lord is showing us, amen, put on that shield of righteousness. Why? Because this is your breastplate to protect you. Glory be to God. Beloved, let's look at the word as I close on this morning. The word devil, it's a Greek word, okay? And most of you, I don't know if you ever looked up the word devil in your Greek dictionary, okay? When you look up the word devil describes one who strikes again and again and again until finally he penetrates the mind with slanderous accusations. See, the devil just don't come one time. That rascal keep coming. He gonna keep coming. Why? Because he's determined he gonna get you. You know, it's like a man trying to take a woman out on a date, and, you know, or, hey, will you marry me? No. You know what I mean? He don't give up till she say yes. He don't give up till he get what he want. Y'all know what I mean. That can cover a whole lot of territory. Guess what? The devil the same way. He strike. Amen. That didn't work. Okay, boys, let's do it again. Okay, back up a little bit. Stand down. Come back. Let's hit him again. All right, hit him from the left this time. Hit him from the right. Okay, come on. Upper cup. Amen. Glory be to God. Get him. Keep swinging till you get him. See? And the devil keep coming with lies. God don't love you. Your pastor don't love you. No. They just using you. No. And nobody care for you. What? You really think they praying for you? They ain't praying for you. No, guess what? And God don't hear your prayers either. In my class last night, they reminded us, my instructor asked me, he said, and I should have knew the answer because I sort of wrote the book on it, amen, but I sort of didn't know exactly. He said, how many thoughts do people get on an average in a day? The answer was 60,000. 60,000 thoughts in one day. He said, now what percentage of that is on a positive note? I did get that part right. Amen. I said about 10 to 15. He said the answer was about 20. Okay. So 80% negative. So that, you know what that means? The devil is tied up in that 80. The devil is tied up in the majority of the thoughts that come to you, beloved. It's coming straight from the devil. And it's up to you. It's up to you to entertain the thoughts that you're going to grab hold to. The ones that you're going to believe. But you, if you don't have your breastplate on, huh? All 60,000 of them can get you. The devil desires to penetrate and immobilize a person's minds and emotions. Oh, he want to get all wrapped up in that. Oh, my God. Amen. You so tied down, you ain't no good for nothing. You ain't no good for God's kingdom. You're no good for your family. You're no good for yourself. You're a wreck. You're an emotional wreck. And the devil's somewhere laughing. That's what happens when you don't have that breastplate of righteousness on. The devil especially delights in finding believers who do not know that they are righteous. When you do not know that you are the righteousness of God, you are an easy prize for the devil. He said, oh, this easy one here, man. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know. Glory be to God. Beloved, the devil sneers as he whispers to your mind. And this is what the devil says. He done said it to me, and I know he done said it to you. The devil whisper and tell you that you're the worst believer who has ever lived. Do you think God is going to do anything with you? God can't use you, you stupid thing. You're stupid. God can't use you. How many times have the devil whispered that in your ears? Or something worse, something different, and something constant? Beloved, you have to know who you are, the breastplate of righteousness. If you don't have your breastplate of righteousness firmly fixed in place, those slanderous accusations will most likely penetrate your mind and your emotions. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And if that happens, beloved, the devil will be able to deal an effective blow that ensures your spiritual walk. I like to watch boxing. It's a dangerous sport. I like to watch it. But, beloved, then you can learn so much. You can learn so much. Amen. From boxing. Amen. Glory be to God. And the devil waiting to hit you one. But you got to have your breastplate on. Christians who don't know that they have been made righteous in Christ tend to habitually walk in condemnation. Why? Because the devil never misses a chance to insert a condemning thought in our minds. People who don't know that they have been made righteous also continually walk in guilt for the same reason. The enemy loves to bombard them with lying accusations that penetrate their minds and make them feel like failures. But on the other hand, beloved, when you know that God has made you righteous, when you have your breastplate of righteousness fixed firmly in place, it doesn't matter how many arrows the enemy shoots against you, because not one arrow will be able to penetrate you. No word of condemnation, no false allegation, and no guilty thought will penetrate your heart or lodge in your mind when you are walking in your breastplate of righteousness. But unfortunately, beloved, it seems like about 90% of the body of Christ is walking in condemnation with their shoulders slumped over and their heads hanging low. The enemy has victimized many to the point that they can no longer pray with confidence. He has convinced others that they will never be good enough to be used by God. The word of God plainly tells all believers in verse number 14, beloved, hallelujah, hallelujah, he says, stand, throw back your shoulders,
hold your head up high, and walk tall and confidently as all proud and victorious soldiers do. Beloved, when you understand that God has freely imparted righteousness to you and that this God-given righteousness now serves you as a gorgeous breastplate, when you know that, beloved, it's going to affect your attitude on a positive note, on a profound note. You'll be able to walk with a little swagger, knowing that you are the righteousness of God. You will discover that your level of confidence rises dramatically because an attitude of righteousness imparts, write this down, it imparts confidence, and an attitude of righteousness, tremendous authority. You can't walk in your authority unless you know that you are the righteousness of God, because the devil is going to keep you running instead of you got him running. Confidence and authority, not ordinary, but tremendous. Glory be to God. And beloved, with that confidence in operation, you will move out to do all kinds of exploits for God. Sometimes you will become so bold and confident in your God-given righteousness that those who don't know you may not understand. They might take your boldness the wrong way. They might accuse you of being arrogant or egocentric, but they won't understand that you are just a Christian who has recently learned that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You know who you are. You have learned that God has clothed you in a gorgeous breastplate of righteousness and a beautiful, bright, shining piece of armor. And he called it the breastplate of righteousness. You have just discovered that you don't have to take the devil's lying threats anymore. No more. Because you're dressed to kill. You're dressed. You got your belt on. You got your breastplate on. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. I'm a friend of God. Don't mess with me. I'm dangerous. I'm armed and extremely dangerous. Don't mess with me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I win and you lose. Don't mess with me. I'm on the Lord's side. Don't even try it. Don't mess with me. Amen. Hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our protective spiritual armor. Hallelujah. We are undefeatable when we do things God's way, undefeatable, unable to be touched by evil. Amen. Hallelujah. When we do things God's way. Amen. He said, now get dressed. Get dressed. Remember when mommy used to wake you up in the morning? All right, Frida, get up. Get up. Time to go to school. Get up. Get dressed. Amen. Hallelujah. But in the Lord's kingdom, guess what? We go to bed with our armor on. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. We live in it. He said, always, always. You don't take it off for nothing. Hallelujah, the breastplate of righteousness. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah, we say thank you for our armor. Thank you, Father God, for the belt. Thank you for the breastplate. Thank you for the helmet. Thank you for the shoes. Thank you for our lance. Thank you for the shield. Thank you for the prayer. God, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, you're so awesome. You're so awesome, Father God. Keeping us on the offensive and the defensive, Father God. So when the enemy want to try to pull over us, Father God, hallelujah, it won't work. It won't work. because we know who we are. We know who we are. We're not receiving any of his lies. We believe the report of the Lord. Our ears are shut down to the devil. We're guarding our ear gates, our eye gates, our heart gates. We're not giving him no room. Lord, we don't even want to hear it, Father God. We believe the report of the Lord. And your report says we are healed, we are free, we are blessed. Amen. And we're walking in your favor. We believe it and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the word of God on today. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen and amen. Okay. Hallelujah. At 7 o'clock today. Amen. I will be in another 20 minutes or so. Amen. I'll be on social media today doing 30 minutes worth of prayer. Amen. On our Pastor Erica's 17-day challenge. Amen. Glory be to God. So it's going to be on Zoom and some other social medias, but just go straight to Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Erica. Amen. Hallelujah. And you'll find us. Amen. Come back at 12 o'clock today at the altar of prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Why? Because that's part of our armor too. We're going to get to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God didn't leave that out. He didn't leave that out at all. Amen. We're going to pray without ceasing. Amen. And in Jesus' name. Bible study tonight. Amen. At 8 o'clock on Zoom. Okay, y'all. We're going all the way in. We tried to baby step you. Amen. Spoon feed you. Amen. But we're going all the way in tonight. Lord will. Amen. At 8 p.m. Come on back with us. Amen. For those of you out there. Amen. And Radio Land, amen. Glory be to God. Visit our website. We have the link. We have everything posted for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow, same time, place, and station, as we continue, amen, with the armor, amen, looking at the next aisle, weaponry. Amen. So, hallelujah. We took a look at the belt, amen, and the breastplate. Now let's look at them precious feet, those precious, beautiful feet, amen, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree, it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken, and Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen and amen and amen.